Liberal pundits scorched after marking 9/11 by equating historic Islamic terror attacks with January 6. By Joshua Klein on September 11, 2023. Popular liberal pundits are facing significant backlash after commemorating the 9/11 terror attacks by equating the deadly 2001 attacks with the January 6 Capitol Hill riots. Marking the 22nd anniversary of the September 11 attacks that saw Islamic terrorists kill nearly 3,000 Americans, SB Date, a senior White House correspondent at HuffPost, noted that while 9/11 mastermind Osama bin Laden had never taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and the United States, President Donald Trump had. Ironically, the locus of his assault was the same building that was saved by the bravery of the passengers on United 93, he added. He also stated that 22 years ago this morning, a foreign terrorist murdered nearly 3,000 Americans. But he could not come close to ending or even hurting our democracy. That attack arrived 19 years, 3 months and 26 days later, at the hands of an ersatz American, he claimed. In response, Newsbusters managing editor Curtis Hawook called the author disgusting and an absolute psychopath. White House correspondent for HuffPo having a totally normal one, mocked one ex-user. WH correspondent for HuffPost downplays 9/11 to talk about Jan 6, noted another. Meanwhile, left-wing commentator Dino Badala declared former President Donald Trump the bin Laden of the 1/6 MAGA terrorist attack, and a greater threat today to our nation than Al-Qaeda. After 9/11, President George W. Bush famously declared, "You are either with us, or with the terrorists." After the 1/6 terrorist attack, that now has to be updated to, "You are either with the USA or with Trump," he wrote in another post. Using the Never Forget hashtag, the CNN contributor and radio host declared that today's GOP is overwhelmingly supporting to be their 2024 nominee a person who attempted a coup and incited the Jan 6 terrorist attack. Again, please hashtag never forget that. In response, one ex-user described Obadiah as a disgusting person, while another suggested his brain must hurt after thinking this up all on your own. "It's so original and witty," the user quipped. "I imagine standing on the graves of people to score political points," another wrote. Ezek. Last year, Obadiah marked 9/11 with several posts equating former President Trump and MAGA Republicans with the September 11th terrorists. Liberal author John Pavlovitz argued that real patriots condemn all terrorist attacks on America. If you grieve hashtag September 11 but ignore, dismiss, or even defend the January 6 attack on our Capitol, you aren't patriotic, you're a politically partisan, he wrote, along with 9/11 anniversary and never forget hashtags. If you don't grieve both 9/11 and 1/6, you aren't patriotic, you're partisan, he wrote in another post. In response, conservative columnist and lawyer Kurt Schlichter mocked how this ideological onanist thinks he gets a say in determining patriotism. "Your level of stupidity is truly legendary," wrote Arizona-based OB/GYN Dr. Greg Marchand. 9/11 was a genuine terrorist attack. January 6 was a guided tour of the Capitol during which the unarmed protesters literally killed no one. Says a guy who is so partisan he only turns to the left like a NASCAR driver. Roger, wrote former FBI agent Kyle Serafin. "Imagine using grief and juxtaposing these two events," wrote former University of Toronto professor J.D. Haltigan. "You absolute idiot." In 2021, Vice President Kamala Harris compared the January 6 riots to both the 9/11 terror attacks as well as the military strike on Pearl Harbor. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.